you know, just somebody that doesn't match up to their standards.
Have you ever heard the word Coda?
I heard of, but I don't know who that is.
Would it be a person or a place like Eastern Coda?
Yeah, it would be a place, I guess.
Say,
Coda.
What about, I want to ask you some questions that have to do with dreams. Say, what would you say to somebody if you saw them about 10 o'clock in the daytime? How would you greet them?
Good morning.
Okay. What would be the latest you would say that?
I guess about 11, 11:30.
Okay. And after that you'd say?
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
A good one? Oh, good evening.
What about if you were leaving somebody here in the daytime?
Goodbye.
Everything is a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're leaving somebody at night, you would say,
good night.
Say if a farmer started to work before the sun came up, you say he got out in the field before
daylight.
Before sun.
Sun up.
Okay. And if he stayed out until the sun went down, you say he stayed out until
sunset.
And this expression, when we got out of the field, the sun had already
risen.
Okay. And tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the sun will
rise.
Yeah. Yesterday at 5 o'clock,
rose.
Let's see, today is Friday, so Thursday is
yesterday.
And Saturday is
tomorrow.
See, if somebody came to see you, not this coming Sunday, well, no, if somebody had come to see you, this past Sunday, but the one before that, you'd say he came to see you then.
Sunday before last.
Okay. Well, what about if somebody's going to come see you? Not this Sunday, but the one after that.
Next Sunday.
Okay. Let's say if you had company and they stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say that they stayed about how long?
2 weeks.
Okay. Do you ever hear people around here use the word fortnight?
Uh-huh.
Never heard that. Did you say that once?
What is it now?
Fortnight. Means about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. What about if you want to know the time of day, you'd ask me?
What time is it?
Okay. And I'd say, well, just let me look at my
watch.
Talking about the time, if it's about midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's what time?
About 7:30.
Okay. Or half.
Half past.
What if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10, and you'd say it was
15 to 11.
Say that you've been doing that for a long time. You say that you've been doing that for quite
a while.
Okay. And if 1977 was last year, then 1978 is
this year.
And the child has just had his third birthday, you say he's how old?
3 years old.
And if something would happen on this day last year, you can say it happened exactly
a year ago.
Alright, some things that have to do with the weather. Somebody might go outside and look up and say, I don't like it, it looks a little dark.
Clouds.
What about if it's a day when the sun's shining and you don't have too many clouds, just the kind of day that you like? You might say, this year is a
perfect day.
Okay. What about a day that's not like that? You got dark clouds and maybe it's going to rain. You say it sure is going to be a
miserable day.
What?
A miserable day.
Say if the clouds are getting thicker and darker and you figure on you're going to get some rain, you say the weather's doing what?
Changing.
Okay.